The Gemara in the beginning of Masechus Yevamos tells us that even though there's a mitzvah saseh d'arayis of kibud av v'aim, if the father, let's say, instructs the child to violate an issur in the Torah, or for that matter, to violate an issur d'rabbanim, the child is not mechuyev to listen to the parent. And not only is he not mechuyev to listen to the parent, he's not allowed to listen to the parent. He has to rather listen to the Torah, or listen to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Gemara says that you and your father are both meshubed to the mandates of the Torah, and therefore, if your father tells you something that comes into conflict with an Isser of the Torah, or for that matter, even an Isser of the Rabbanon, you're supposed to disregard his command and rather follow the Torah. Say the Paiskim, Hu Hadin, if the father instructs the child to do something that's a matziv of sakana, that's something that puts the child's life in danger, the child is not mechuyev to listen to the father. Now, why is that? So there's a general rule that when it comes to isurim in the Torah, you're supposed to violate the isurim of the Torah rather than give up your life. The Chai Bohem teaches you that you're supposed to try to save your life, try to maintain your life, in spite of the fact that you might be being over on isurim in the process. And as we know, there are three exceptions to the rule, where the halach is yahar gval yavam, and that is by the aveira of gili arayis, by the aveira of shvichas domim, and by the aveira of avodah zarah. However, aside from these exceptions to the rule, where the din is yahar gval yavar, in general, you're supposed to violate isurim rather than give up your life. And the same thing when it comes to mitzvahs. If there's a mitzvah that comes your way, and it entails a certain degree of danger, you're not mechuyev to enter a state of sakana to fulfill a mitzvah. And therefore, if your father tells you to do something that puts you in a matzah of sakana, you're certainly not mechuyev to heed his directive. The Marashdam and others say that therefore, if let's say a father tells you, after I die, bury me in Eretz Yisrael, and there's a certain degree of sakana that going to Eretz Yisrael at that particular time entails, then you're not mechuyev to listen to your father's command. Because since it's a matzah of sakana, there's no chiyev to listen to your father in matzah of sakana. Not only is no chiyev, it's also. So the Prima Godim and Tevas Goyma has the fascinating Sefer Hasidim that he asks on, based on this concept. The Sefer Hasidim writes that when we find that Yaakov Avinu instructs Yosef to go check on the brothers, check on the Shvatim, and check on the Tzoyin, check on the animals. And we find that Yosef listens to his father's command, in spite of the fact that he knew that the Shvatim already hated him. And the Sefer Hasidim understands that it was a matzav of sakana for Yosef to go and check on the brothers at that time. Now, one could have argued that it's not a sakana, but the Sefer Hasidim apparently held that it was a sakana, and says the Sefer Hasidim, Yosef learned from his uncle, Esav, that for the mitzvah of Kibbutz of Aim, you're supposed to even enter a state of sakana. And just like Esav, when he was told by his father to go hunt for him, he went and endangered his life by hunting. So too, Yosef derived from there that the mitzvah of Kibbutz of Aim should be fulfilled in spite of the fact that there's a certain level of sakana that's entailed. And that's why Yosef, says the Sefer Hasidim, listened to his father and went to go check on the brothers in spite of the fact that he knew that they hated him. In fact, the Tevas Goyma, how could the Sefer Hasidim say that it was okay for Yosef to enter a state of sakana to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibbutz of Aim when this flies in the face of the general rule? You don't enter a state of sakana to fulfill a mitzvah. What's the justification? What was the heter for Yosef to enter a state of sakana to listen to his father? So there are a couple of mahalchim presented to answer this question. Number one is based on the famous Nayi Bihuda that talks about hunting. Because Lamaisa, the Sefer Hasidim, says that Yosef derived this conduct from his uncle Esav, and Esav was hunting. And there's a well-known piece from the Nayi Bihuda, a well-known tshuva from the Nayi Bihuda that talks about whether it's mutter for a yid to go hunting or not. And the Nayi Bihuda discusses several halachas that pertain to a person going hunting, among them the Isser of Tzar Balachayim, which the Nayyid Behuda wants to assume that there is only an Isser Tzal B'Chaim if you're Mitzar Behemoth while it's still alive. But if you actually kill it, that's not Tzar B'Chaim. But then the Nayyid Behuda turns to the discussion about entering a state of Sakana. Are you allowed to put yourself in a Matzah of Sakana merely in order to have fun, to go hunting as a sport? The Nayyid Behuda is against this. The Nayyid Behuda says it's also, you're not allowed to put yourself in a state of Sakana. However, it says the Nayyid Behuda, if it's Lutzayrich Parnoso, there's a certain degree of Sakana that is allowed. And he says, you see this by Zvulun. Zvulun, we know, was a sea voyager. He was always at sea, and that in those times, the seas were very turbulent and very dangerous. Nevertheless, it was okay for him to go Lutzayrich Parnoso. Now, it's not mutter to go jump into, you know, some ocean without a life jacket with no one to save you just because you need it for parnosa reasons. There's a certain degree of sakana that is allowed, and that is the type of sakana that's generally accepted among society as something that people do. If it's on hago that people do, then you have this concept of Shem Yerpsayim Hashem, that you're allowed to enter a certain degree of sakana in order to maintain a panos in order to provide for your family. Now, according to this Nayyid Behuda, perhaps the Pshat in the Sefer Chassidim, when the Sefer Chassidim says that Yosef was able to enter a state of Sakana, we could say that Yosef was not entering the level of Sakana that would be Osir, even L'Tzarech Panosa. He was only entering the level of Sakana that was allowed L'Tzarech Panosa. And since in this mission, he was also going to check on the tzayin, check on the sheep. So perhaps it was justified, and he was allowed to go check on the sheep, in spite of the fact that there was a certain level of sakana. However, there's another mahalach that the Prima Godin wants to say, and he says that we find an exception to the rule where we say that even though normally you're not allowed to enter a state of sakana to fulfill a mitzvah, there are certain exceptions to the rule where you're allowed to do a mitzvah, even makom sakana, and you're allowed to avoid isurim, even makom sakana. And that is when you have an odom gadol that sees that the community at large is lax in a certain area and is deficient in their avodas Hashem in a particular area, if it means giving up your life or entering a state of sakana in order to rectify the situation, the Odom Gadol is allowed to put his life in Sakana in order to mekayim that mitzvah. And the well-known example that we find for this is the Gemara in Irvin, where the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva was Moiser Nafshai. He even entered a state, he didn't actually give up his life overtly, but he entered a state of Sakana to mekayim the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim. He used the water that he was given when he was in prison, and he needed it to drink, but he used it for Netilas Yadayim, even though it's only a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah d'rabbana. And the pshat is, the Zakta Kesa Mishnah, because he was an Odom Gadol, and if it's L'migdar Milson, it's an Odom Gadol, you're allowed to enter a state of Sakana even for the fulfillment of a mitzvah. Mele Zakta Prima Godem, that perhaps was the justification of Yosef. The Olam was being Mizalzel and Kibir Ava'im. He felt that there was a certain deficiency in the practices of Kibir Ava'im that existed among society and among the Shvatim. He saw that the Shvatim weren't so Zohir in Kibbutz Aim, and therefore he felt that the situation called for the fulfillment of this mitzvah, even B'makom Sakon. So that was perhaps the heter of Yosef to enter a state of Sakana, even though usually you're not allowed to enter a state of Sakana just for the fulfillment of a mitzvah saseh. Akaponim, these were the two possible approaches presented by the Mefarshim as to what the pshat in the Sefer Chassidim is, that where the Sefer Chassidim determines that it was a sakana for Yosef to go and check on the Shvatim in spite of the fact that they hated him. Number one, it could be it wasn't the degree of sakana that was included in the Isser. It was only Tzarech Panos, it was only a lower level of sakana. Or number two, it was a real sakana, but Adam Godel Shani, when he sees that people are being mezalz on a certain mitzvah, on a certain Isser, he's allowed to be putting himself in a sakana in order to maintain this mitzvah.